Opening narration.
Akatra Foundation presents the Akatra Dialogue, an exploration of the world's greatest thinkers and ideas. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Akatra AI.
Introduction.
Welcome to the Akatra Dialogue. Today we're diving deep into a truly, well, unbelievable life story. We're looking at Arnold Schwarzenegger through his autobiography, Total Recall, my unbelievably true life story.
Right, and it is unbelievable when you think about it. A kid from a tiny Austrian village after the war becomes Mr. Olympia, then this massive global action star, and then governor of California. It sounds impossible.
Exactly. How does one person achieve that much across fields that are so incredibly different? That's really the core question we're tackling today.
And this book, Total Recall, it's fascinating because it's not just, you know, a highlights reel. It's surprisingly candid. He lays out his thinking, his strategies. It's almost like a case study in sheer will and relentless execution.
A case study, I like that. So it's more than just a memoir.
Oh, absolutely. He frames his success essentially as a formula, this idea of reps and sets, which obviously comes from bodybuilding, but he argues it applies to anything, business, acting, politics. Mm. It's about methodical work towards a clear goal.
Okay, so our mission here is to unpack that formula. We want to pull out the key principles, the moments that shaped him, and see what insights you, our listener, can maybe take away and apply to your own big goals, your own ambitions.
Exactly. It's about finding those transferable lessons. Ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
The chronological journey.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Post-World War II Austria. Fail. The book paints a pretty stark picture, doesn't it?
It really does. Disciplined upbringing is maybe putting it mildly. His father, Gustav, was the local police chief. Strict, emotionally quite distant, apparently favored Arnold's older brother, Meinhard.
That sounds incredibly tough. How did that shape him, that kind of environment? Did it break him?
Well, that's the fascinating thing. It seems it did the opposite. Instead of crushing him, this adversity, this lack of easy praise, it forged this incredible resilience, an iron will.
Right.
Gustav's high standards, even if delivered coldly, they taught Arnold self-reliance, taught him he had to earn recognition through just sheer performance. It created this burning hunger in him.
Hunger to prove himself.
And to get out.
Precisely. To escape that small world and build something completely different. He decided very early on his life wouldn't be defined by fault.
And then came the discovery that changed everything. Bodybuilding magazines. He saw Reg Park.
Yes. And for Arnold, it wasn't just, oh, big muscles. He saw it as a science, an art form, and crucially, a path.
A path to where?
To strength, sure. Confidence, definitely. But most importantly, it was his potential ticket out. His visa to his dream destination, as he puts it, America.
So that became the goal, America, Mr. Universe. A crystal clear vision. He talks about creating this mental movie of his future self. And this is where he really cemented his core philosophy. Clear a goal, make a plan, work like hell.
And the reps and sets principle started here.
Absolutely. Endless repetition equals mastery. And interestingly, he even started using kind of psychological tactics against competitors back then. Little comments, mind games, building that competitive edge.
Okay, so vision locked in, philosophy forming. He makes the leap. America, 1968. Joe Weider brings him over. Big culture shock.
Huge. He talks about struggling with English, feeling isolated initially. But then there was that intense, almost monastic focus down at Gold's Gym in Venice. Just tunnel vision on becoming the best.
And he did. 7-time Mr. Olympia. But he didn't just dominate the sport physically, did he? He changed how people saw it.
Right. That's key. Especially with the documentary Pumping Iron in 77. He consciously used that to build his persona. Charismatic, intelligent, witty. He was already thinking about brand building, marketing himself.
He wasn't just building muscle. He was building the Arnold brand.
Exactly. Setting himself miles apart from the other guys. And while all this is happening, he's quietly doing something else, something most people didn't realize at the time.
Which was?
Becoming an entrepreneur, a surprisingly successful one.
Ah, the real estate. I remember reading about that.
Yeah, he applied that same relentless discipline, studied the market, bought apartment buildings, learned about leverage. He became a millionaire before the big Hollywood paycheck started rolling in.
Which must have given him incredible freedom later on.
Totally. Financial independence meant she could be selective. He didn't have to take every role offered. He could choose projects that fit his strategy.
And then comes the Hollywood leap, which, on paper, looked impossible. Too big, thick accent, unpronounceable name.
Right. All the things agents told him were problems. But this is where his strategic genius really kicks in.
Core philosophy and values.
Okay, so let's pause the timeline for a second and really drill down on this core philosophy. You mentioned reps and sets came from bodybuilding.
Yes, but he saw it as universal. It's the bedrock. Mastery in anything comes from volume. Consistent, high volume, deliberate effort.
So how did he apply that outside the gym? Like to acting or business?
Well, he says if he needed to learn lines, he'd just say them hundreds of times. Like doing reps. If you wanted to understand real estate or investing, he'd study for hours, talk to experts, analyze deals.
Yeah.
Essentially doing mental reps.
So fall in love with the process of repetition, basically. Stop looking for shortcuts.
Pretty much. That is the shortcut, in his view. The relentless application of effort. That's one pillar. Another huge one is that crystal clear vision we talked about.
The mental movie.
Exactly. Not just a vague wish, but a detailed picture of the outcome. He visualized winning Mr. Olympia, visualized being a star in America. That vision pulls you through the hard times, the setbacks. It provides the why.
And what about dealing with negativity? Surely people told him he was crazy, that it couldn't be done.
Oh, constantly. And that's another key part of his mindset, what he calls strategic ignorance, developing a filter.
Strategic ignorance, meaning?
Meaning actively choosing not to listen to the naysayers, the doubters, the people saying it's impossible. He famously said, people were always telling me it can't be done. I just never listened. You need that internal filter to protect your vision.
Protect the vision and just focus on the work, the reps.
Right. Vision, work ethic, reps and sets, and ignoring the noise. That seems to be the core formula driving him. And this belief that you can apply it anywhere, which leads to his constant reinvention.
Three pivotal turning points.
Okay, thinking about his whole life, what would you say are maybe three really pivotal turning points?
Yeah.
Moments that dramatically shifted his trajectory.
That's a good question. There are so many. But I'd say the first one has to be that initial discovery of bodybuilding and forming the vision of America.
Right, back in Austria, finding Reg Park in the magazine.
Exactly. It wasn't just finding a sport. It was finding an identity, a purpose, and crucially, that escape route. It set the entire course for his early life. Without that specific vision pulling him, who knows what would have happened. It gave him direction and immense motivation.
Okay, that makes sense. What's number two?
I think landing the role in The Terminator is a massive one, because it wasn't just a movie role, it was the role that perfectly weaponized his supposed weaknesses.
Turning the accent and the physique into strengths.
Precisely. He and James Cameron leaned into those things. The robotic stiffness, the monotone delivery, suddenly they were assets, not liabilities. It redefined his potential in Hollywood and showed his knack for strategic reframing. It proved his point about ignoring limitations.
A game changer for his acting career, for sure. Okay, a third pivotal moment. Maybe entering politics.
That's definitely huge. But maybe even more pivotal in terms of the book and his personal narrative is the candid revelation about fathering a child outside his marriage.
The total recall moment, he calls it. Why is that so pivotal in this context?
Because it's a sharp turn from the narrative of relentless success and control. It's a moment of profound personal failure, admitted openly. He takes full responsibility, expresses deep remorse. It adds this crucial layer of humility and vulnerability.
Right. It makes the story more complex, more human.
Absolutely. It forces a reckoning with the consequences of his actions, showing that even someone who achieves so much externally had to confront deep internal failings. It transforms the book from just a success story into something more reflective about life, failure, and accountability.
Human lessons and reflection.
That last point about accountability.
Yeah.
It really brings the whole larger-than-life story down to a very human level, doesn't it?
It really does. After chapters and chapters of conquering worlds, you get this incredibly raw admission of a deep personal failing. And the lesson there seems clear. You have to own your mistakes.
No excuses, just taking responsibility.
Yes. He talks about the immense pain caused, the damage to his family, and that hiding or deflecting only makes it worse. Facing it, even though incredibly painful, is the only way towards potential reconciliation and, maybe more importantly, personal growth.
It's a powerful counterpoint to all the triumphs. What other sort of universal human lessons can we draw from his journey, beyond the specifics of bodybuilding or Hollywood?
Well, the sheer power of belief, maybe. Mm-hmm. Not just wishing, but that deep-seated belief in a vision, even when nobody else sees it. That ability to see something clearly in your mind and then relentlessly work to make it real. That applies to anyone trying to achieve something difficult.
The importance of resilience, too, perhaps? Going back to his childhood, not being defined by your starting point?
Absolutely. Overcoming adversity, using challenges not as excuses but as fuel, and also the idea of continuous learning and adaptation. He never just mastered one thing and stopped.
Right. He kept reinventing himself. Bodybuilder to actor, actor to businessman, businessman to politician.
That willingness to step into completely new arenas, be a beginner again, and apply those core principles, vision, reps, ignoring naysayers, it speaks to a certain courage about personal evolution, you know, not getting stuck.
So it's not just about success, but about the process, the work, the learning, the adaptation, and even facing the failures?
I think so. The book ultimately presents a life of incredible highs and significant lows, and the lessons are in navigating both.
Three final takeaways.
Okay, so if we had to boil this incredible life down to three key takeaways for you, our listener, based on Total Recall, what would they be? Let's structure it as you suggested. Emotional, intellectual, and universal.
All right, let's try that. For the emotional insight, I think it's the profound impact of owning your failures. His candid discussion about his biggest personal mistake, the pain it caused, and his acceptance of responsibility. It's emotionally resonant. It teaches that true strength includes vulnerability and accountability, not just conquest. As he put it, the successes mean nothing compared to that pain.
That definitely hits home. Okay, what about an intellectual insight?
Intellectually, the most powerful takeaway is the concept of strategic reframing, particularly turning perceived weaknesses into strengths. His Terminator example is classic. Instead of fighting limitations, analyze them, understand them, and find contexts where they become advantages. It's a brilliant problem-solving technique applicable far beyond acting. Don't hide what makes you different. Leverage it.
Find the context where your bug becomes a feature. I like that. And finally, a universal insight, something practical for anyone.
I think the most universally applicable lesson is the simple yet powerful law of reps and sets. Forget magic bullets. Mastery in any field, career, skill, fitness, finance, comes down to consistent, focused, high-volume effort. Embrace the grind. Fall in love with the process of repetition. That's the secret. That's not really a secret. Put in the work day after day.
Closing narration.
Join us next time for a new episode featuring another world-renowned individual, a new book, and a new idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.